This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We'll head to the phone lines momentarily with Sam Munson of Pro Football Focus. Here's what Solomon Wilcots, also of PFF, had to say about Chris Jones potentially sitting out.
It smells fishy. That's what it does. Chris Jones, first of all, someone should tell him the last person you should be taking contractual advice from is Le'Veon Bell. Secondly, you don't announce to a team, I plan to hold out. Because you know what that does? It favors the team.
So that's Solomon Wilcots on Chris Jones. Let's head to the phone line right now and be joined by our next guest with stats and information so good that NFL teams pay for it. He is also a friend of the show, and it's backed by NBC Sports. Birth name is Samuel Munson, but on this show, he is Sammy. Sam, how you doing, man?
Doing good, guys. How about you?
Doing fantastic. Always good to catch up with you. Let's start with this, because here in Kansas City, I think there's a belief that Aaron Donald is the best defensive lineman in the NFL. I don't think too many people would fight that, and that Chris Jones is second when it comes to defensive tackles in the NFL. How do you guys have it ranked at that position?
Yeah, well, the first part, I think, is indisputable. I think Aaron Donald is the best defensive interior player in the NFL. I don't think it's particularly close to second. I think he's the best player in the NFL, period. But I think number two, it's like an open discussion. And I think those guys, players have been kind of taking it in turns to be the best non-Aaron Donald defensive interior player in the league. I think last season, it was Chris Jones. I think the year before that, it was Fletcher Cox. I think we've seen Cameron Hayward be right up there. I think every year a new guy sort of has a career year and emerges as maybe the next best guy. But I think Jones is definitely one of the next tier of guys that are right up there at the same sort of level, all trailing in Aaron Donald's wake.
So, Sam, I'm curious to get your thoughts on what do you make of this back and forth between the Kansas City Chiefs, because we heard from Mike Garofolo that the Chiefs have never even offered $20 million per to Chris Jones, which tells me that they don't value him maybe the same way that other teams would value him. What's your makeup of the back and forth right now between the Kansas City Chiefs and Chris Jones?
It's interesting. I think part of it is that they don't have a huge amount of money to play with, so they want to try and make this as cheap as humanly possible, if they even have designs on retaining him long-term at all. You know, there's a reasonable chance that the Chiefs are a smart organization. They understand what wins games, what makes things tick, and, of course, they have Patrick Mahomes, which is like a cheat code when it comes to, you know, salary cap management and roster makeup for the next year or so. So they get to kind of pick and choose where they're going to spend money. And I think there's a chance that they might not want to invest in a guy like Chris Jones, particularly when they've already given this big contract to Frank Clark. And, you know, I think, look, if you're looking at giving a big $100 million deal to Frank Clark or Chris Jones should get it every single day of the week, but they've already given that money to Frank Clark. So now you're talking about paying two of them. I think they probably don't want a huge part of that, and they're just trying to get this number as low as possible. And obviously Chris Jones wants to be paid what he's worth.
And Sam, that's why I've sort of argued, I don't know if it's reasonable to expect a team to give out the biggest contract in the history of the NFL, which they plan on doing with Patrick Mahomes, and then turning around and being the only team in the NFL to have two players make $20 million a year on defense and also on the defensive line. I think they already made their decision when they traded last year a first round pick and gave that contract. I think the organization made their pick where they chose Frank Clark over Chris Jones long term.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, they put themselves in a position where they're almost it would be incredibly difficult to sign both those guys to this long-term deal and have it actually work out. And obviously, one of them is already committed. They've given the money. They've made the investment in Frank Clark. So it's difficult to find a way that they could give Chris Jones the kind of contract that he's going to want and make that work.
Right now, we're talking to Sam Munson of Pro Football Focus. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. One thing I tried to inform people yesterday, and maybe you can do a better job than I did, is this situation is so different than Le'Veon Bell's. Le'Veon Bell played 1 year under the franchise tag, and then he held out the second year where I don't know if Chris Jones has made enough money where he can simply say, no, I'm not going to show up because I'm good. He's only made $6.2 million in his NFL career. Someone's offering him $16 million to play for one season. To me, that means he has to show up.
Right. I mean, either way, I think the point anybody is making is that, look, the Le'Veon Bell thing didn't work out well for Le'Veon Bell. He lost money on that. About the only way you could say it worked out in his favor is that at least he didn't have to play for a year. He basically got the chance to take a pay cut and have a year off from the punishment of playing football at the next level. If that is appealing to you, then sure, that's the right way of going. If maximizing the money you get is appealing to you, then that is absolutely not the way to go about doing things. And you're right. If Chris Jones could afford to sit out for a whole year, he would be an unusual case because most players do not, you know, save with that kind of contingency in mind. We saw that when the prospect of a lockout in 2011, you know, NFL players do not put the money aside for a rainy day by and large. A lot of them, the second the paychecks stop coming in, they have real problems. So, yeah, I'm with you. I don't think it would be a surprise if he did have the kind of money available where he could easily sit around for a year and not play. Even if he couldn't, I don't think it's the way of maximizing the dollar figure he's going to get.
I know I'm asking you to look into a crystal ball and guess, so if you don't have a solid answer, I certainly won't hold it against you. What are the odds that you think here in the next 2 weeks Chris Jones signs a long-term deal with the Chiefs?
I think it's pretty minimal. I don't think the Chiefs are interested in making that happen for any kind of dollar figure that Chris Jones is going to be happy with, and I don't see him, you know, coming all the way down in price. He's too good. He's too valuable a commodity to sell himself on the Chiefs, so this one looks like it's heading in a fairly ugly direction, I think.
Right now, we're talking to Sam Munson of Pro Football Focus for a couple more minutes. Last question here on Chris Jones, and I want to get your take on Cam Newton before I let you off the phone here. Let's say that this turns into a clowny situation from last year, and let's say that he is steadfast on, I will not play for the Kansas City Chiefs this year. You have to trade me or you are going to waste a franchise tag. If we got to that point, what do you think Chris Jones would be worth in a trade?
I mean, Chris Jones should be worth a first-round draft pick. Like I say, he's got an argument to be the best interior player, not named Aaron Donald. He's young. He's good. He's capable of taking over games. He rushes the passer well. He also defends the run pretty well. He's as good as you're going to get at that position. Even if you would have to give up, you know, factor in the fact that he needs paying, you need to give him a big long-term contract, I think it's still worth a first-round draft choice to get a player that's that good.
Sam, I'm curious your thoughts on Cam Newton, who signed with the New England Patriots. How much more do you think Cam Newton has left in the tank? And I think there is a pretty much a consensus that the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC. The Ravens are the second best team in the AFC. Who do you have as the third?
Yeah, the first part, I think, is the great unknown. We just don't know what his status is like physically, how much those injuries have all taken their toll, you know, how close to game ready he is, regardless of the Instagram hype videos and the workout clips. We're not going to know that until the season starts, and that's the big question mark, because obviously a healthy Cam Newton is a really good player, a quality starter, and a player that provides unique problems to defenses. So I'm excited to see what Cam Newton in this Patriots offense looks like, but that is the great unknown, is how healthy he is and how much of himself he can actually be anymore. As for third best team in the AFC, it's really tough. I think those are the two teams that are the obvious quality teams, and I think we're going to wait to see which team emerges. I think Buffalo is a really good roster top to bottom, but Josh Allen is their quarterback, and that's a big question mark. The Patriots, obviously, we've seen them be good in the past, but we don't know what Cam Newton is going to look like in this offense. And then it wouldn't surprise me if another of the teams in the AFC North emerged, the Steelers with Ben Roethlisberger coming back.
That is my guy, Sam Munson of Pro Football Focus, joining us to talk about Chris Jones and how likely it is that he would hold out with the Kansas City Chiefs. Sam, always good talking to you, man. Take care.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.